there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've tuned in our way today. We hope you'll enjoy the singing by the choir, and then be ready for a Bible story. And now, here's the choir, under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Wonderful when we get to heaven, but it's wonderful to know that until that time, the Lord Jesus Christ is looking out after us and giving us His personal protection if we're His child. You know, boys and girls, Aunt Carolyn grew up on a farm in Kansas, and we had lots of cattle and pigs and horses and all of that, but we had lots of chickens, too. Yes, and I had to feed and water them. And gather eggs and all those things. But there was one thing that was quite a lot of fun, and that was to watch a mother hen with her little brood. How she watched after them, and scratched feed for them, and kept them close. And as long as everything was all right, she just reminded them constantly of her presence by a little soft clucking now and then. Just cluck, cluck. But if danger or a storm came, whew, she'd sound her alarm clucking, cluck, 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 and the chicks had just come running and scurry up in under her wings, and she'd keep them safe and warm. Oh, what a wonderful place for the baby chicks to be. They had no worry, 'cause they were safe under their mother's wings. And that's just how God describes our safety in Him. Psalms 91:4 says, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. What a wonderful picture of our safety and security in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful shelter for the child of God. Oh, boys and girls, if you're not a Christian, I pray today you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as your Savior. Not only have a home in heaven, but be under the shadow of His wings and His protection now. And then thank Him and praise Him and stay close to Him and serve Him and please Him. That's what life is all about, Bible Clubbers, to serve the Lord because of what He did for us, just as the choir sings in our next song.
With joy.
If you know of anyone who's sad or lonely or sorrowful, won't you tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ? Isaiah called him a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And yet there was no one to have sympathy with him. There was no one to take time to comfort him in sorrow. Even after he received the news of John the Baptist's terrible death, he went out into the desert place to be alone a while, but the people didn't leave him alone. They came flooding after him into the desert, wanting to see him. And you know, Jesus looked on that multitude. Instead of being angry and, "Why don't they leave me alone?" he was moved with compassion. And he healed the sick, and he healed the blind and the lame. And the Lord was so good, and the crowd flocked to him, and all day long he was there busy pouring out his heart to the people and teaching and preaching and then healing those who had need. Say, Jesus meets individual needs. Jesus knows you on an individual basis. Whatever your problem is individually, he will meet that need. Of course, if you're a sinner, that's the biggest need you have, isn't it? To have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and have him wash your sins away in his precious blood. But anyway, the day wore on, and it was soon coming night, and the crowd was there, weary and tired, and the disciples came to Jesus, and they were kind of short, you know. They said, "Jesus, send this crowd away. They could go over to the village or someplace and find them some bread to buy and get them something to eat. They're tired. They don't go faint. They, you know, do something, Lord." Of course, it sounded very much like the disciples were very concerned about the poor, hungry multitude. But I have a little notion that maybe they were just a little bit hungry themselves. And if they thought if that crowd would ever hurry up and go away, maybe they could go someplace and get something to eat, too. And so as they waited anxiously for Jesus to tell the people to go and buy him something for supper and clear the crowd away, Jesus looked at him and said, "You give them something to eat." "Me? Us, Lord? Why, Lord, 200 pennies worth wouldn't even start the bread for this crowd." "Well, but Jesus said, you give them something to eat." "Well, Lord, we don't have anything to give a crowd like this. Why, all we got's 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. Lord, that wouldn't even be a start." And Jesus said, "Well, bring it to me." They knew better than to disobey him. And so quietly they brought a little old packet and little loaves of bread and measly little fish and laid them in Jesus' hand. And Jesus said, "Now you tell this multitude to sit down." "Tell them to sit down? 5,000 people? You just gonna just tell them, plunk them on the ground?" Jesus said, "You tell them to sit down in groups of 50s and 100s out here on the grass." You know, Jesus did everything decently and in order. You take chaos and confusion. Jesus is not in the middle of that. Jesus is wanting things done decently and in order. And at his command, all those 5,000 men and I don't know how many women and children were running around in the crowd, and they all did what Jesus said. And you can be sure there's blessing coming when they obey Jesus' voice. And so they sat down in groups of 50 and 100. And then in the quietness out there in the desert, Jesus stood before them, had that bread and fish in his hands. He looked up to his heavenly Father and he prayed. And then he broke the bread and he broke the fish and he kept breaking and he kept breaking. And here was a basket full and then another basket full and then another and another. "Oh, no! What is Jesus doing?" He said, "Here, get busy, disciples." And they did. They grabbed those baskets full and just started taking them to all those groups of 50s and 100s. And do you know, the more people ate, the more food there seemed to be, until there was enough for everybody to eat. There was food galore. Oh, it tasted so delicious to all those poor, hungry people, so tired after the whole day. And they just were so thankful for this food that the Lord Jesus had provided for them. And then Jesus said, "Now you go over and gather up the leftovers." Oh, you don't expect leftovers after that. I mean, you start out with a couple of little fish and some loaves of bread. You don't expect leftovers even after all of that. But you know there were. The disciples fanned out around that crowd, and they gathered up 12 baskets full of food left. But I'll tell you, Jesus didn't want it wasted, did he? No, he didn't. Some of you boys and girls forget to clean up your plate, or else you don't like something very good that Mama puts on your plate for supper, and you turn up your nose and don't eat. Shame on you. Shame on you. Jesus doesn't want us to waste anything that he provides for us. But listen, he not only provided physical food for the people that day, but he also provides spiritual food, which is far more important. Jesus said, "You shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And the Bible says that you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. That's right, not even you. Not even you. You've taken somebody else's pencil, and you've taken some pennies from the grocery money, and you told your mama a lie, and man, I don't know what all things you've done, but you know, and Jesus knows, and there's no getting to heaven with all that in your heart, is there? No, but Jesus is the bread of life. He's the one who came down from heaven to die on the cross for your sin. And he is the ransom. He paid the price. So that right now, if you would open up your heart and tell Jesus you're sorry for your sin, and ask him to forgive your sins, and then by faith put your trust in him and receive him as your Savior, he'll save you today. And he'll supply your need. He'll give you everlasting life. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.